This is a CHLY and CVOX News Update. A disclaimer, this story includes an interview with Robbie Thompson, a volunteer host and board member with CHLY 101.7 FM. This weekend, the annual Robbie Thompson Slow Pitch Tournament will go to bat, raising money for the Cancer Care Unit at the Comox Valley Hospital. This year's fundraiser has a special focus on honoring late founder Jim Lalick and the legacy he created within the community.
The annual Robbie Thompson Slow Pitch is a charity slow pitch tournament, which is a version of baseball. And each year, we raise money for a variety of community issues in the Comox Valley. We've donated money to families, but we've also done things like bursaries for students, set up disability ramps, donated to charities. It's anything basically that really helps out the wider Comox Valley community.
Speaking is Robbie Thompson himself, the young man who inspired the event 27 years ago when word got out in the Comox Valley community that a family from Courtney was struggling. Thompson was diagnosed with a severe cardiac illness when he was 5 months old, but unable to get a pediatric heart transplant in BC, Thompson's family had to travel to Toronto for his medical care.
I think something that people don't realize about having to do long-term medical things, especially stuck in the hospital, is that yes, there's a lot of things that are covered, like the surgery, the medication, the treatments, but you still have to worry about all of your finances. Like, my dad lost his business, my mom had to go on long-term leave, and so we were pretty much broke. And the news naturally got back to Courtney in one way or another. And it happened that a group of people, including members of the Comox Valley Kinsmen, found out about this and wanted to do something to help raise money for the family. And what they ended up doing was this slow pitch tournament.
Thompson says that the fundraiser was born entirely out of community ambition to support the young family in their time of need. And though their friendship grew strong in the many years since, founding organizer Jim Lalick had no prior personal connection to the family.
I think he was one of the first people to suggest doing this. So he's been right at the front lines forever. Losing him was devastating, but I think it's only promoted us to go harder this year to make sure we're living up to the standard.
Without the support of this tournament and other charities, Thompson says they may have lost their house that year. But because this group of people came together that year and every year since, Thompson's family and many more community members and organizations have been supported through crises and challenges of many shapes and sizes.
It's very, very hopeful. I could go on about the subject of news media and communication forever because that's my degree, but essentially we are awash all the time with all the horrible things going on in the world at this big, big, big level. And it's bigger than all of us, so naturally we feel very small and I think very unable to do a lot. And events like this show us that that's not the case. It's shown myself that if you can just get a group of people together with a mission and the right attitude and the right organization and, you know, throw in maybe some food and some beer in there for good measure, you can have something that is truly amazing and going on for almost 30 years. And hopefully more.
Thompson emphasizes how significant it is that small business owners and working class people who don't have a lot to spare, especially in times of economic instability, come together and raise thousands of dollars through their own contributions. Last year, Thompson once again became critically ill, diagnosed with a type of transplant lymphoma, and was hospitalized multiple times over the course of the year. Despite the lingering economic impacts of the COVID-19 epidemic on the community, the new organizers pulled together two tournaments to raise money and support Thompson once again in his time of need.
This year, we are raising money for the North Island Hospital Cancer Clinics, that's Comox Valley Hospital, because I received treatment there last year for my transplant lymphoma. So it's a giving back sort of thing. And they've got a really nice clinic up there, I can attest. So making it better is all the better.
In previous years, Thompson has played more of a figurehead role in the fundraiser, throwing the first pitch. This year, he is dipping his toes more into the organizing side by supporting promotion of the event. Due to his health, Thompson has never competed in the event, but he enjoys the festivities every year and describes it as, quote, almost like a giant picnic.
I just sit on the sidelines, watch some baseball, eat, drink, that sort of thing. And it's always a good time. It's a really good atmosphere to just sit and enjoy life and chat people, especially people that you haven't seen in a while. And now that I'm old enough and well enough to actually go in and help more directly with things, I'm really excited to be able to participate more in that.
Thompson says now that he's an adult, he's hoping to take on less of a public role and make space to include more members of the community.
Because even though it's named after me, it's ultimately about helping the rest of the Comox Valley. So I am becoming more involved, hopefully, with the organizing as time goes on, but not so much with the throwing the first pitch.
This Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, September 12th through 14th, 22 teams will take over the Lewis Park ball fields in Courtney, competing in the 27th annual Robbie Thompson Slow Pitch, raising funds with direct donations, raffle draws, a 50-50, and maybe even a bat raffle. Funds raised will go to the Cancer Care Unit at the Comox Valley Hospital.
So if people want to go online to find out about the tournament, you can go to Olinda Creates, L-I-N-D-A Creates, all one word, .wixsite.com/Robbie Thompson, R-O-B-B-I-E-T-H-O-M-P-S-O-N. That's where you'll find all of the main information for the event. You can also look up on Facebook, Jim Lalek Legacy, Annual Robbie Thompson Tournament number 27, and you will find everything as well on that Facebook page.
Events are scheduled Friday evening from 6 p.m. to 11 p.m., all day Saturday from 8 a.m. to 11 p.m., and Sunday the 14th from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m.
And you especially want to be there on the 14th because that's when all the raffles and 50-50 draws are, so you definitely don't want to miss that.
For CHLY and CVOX News, this is Heather Watson.
This report, in partnership with CVOX, was made possible with the support of the Local Journalism Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you. You can find more news updates, interviews, and stories from our nonprofit newsroom, as well as our news and current affairs program, Midcoast Morning, at chly.ca/news.